end of the scale to small companies in the industry. Stuart Musgrove raised some interesting questions this morning about what happens when a number of environmental health officers go down the road and the lid is taken off inspection of small companies. Perhaps there's a bigger role to play for our next speaker. Perhaps Salta will step into the breach and start to fill that void. We're very pleased to introduce Chris Grimes, Scheme Director at Salta, who's going to address the topic Small Business Schemes, Salta and Others. Chris Grimes.
Louise Manning this morning was talking about checklist fatigue and checklist myopia, so I think we have to thank Karen for that really lively and entertaining presentation, which probably saved us from PowerPoint fatigue. As for PowerPoint myopia, I can assure you that all the really interesting stuff and all the details are not going to be in this presentation. But they will be on the website. So I just wanted to start by just painting a landscape about where perhaps audit or certification fits in for small businesses, small and micro businesses. And it really can be summed up by this statement, I think, is that the gap between legal requirements and industry best practice is actually getting wider. We heard from Stuart this morning about enforcement, and we've talked about the progressive development of BRC and other standards since the mid to late 1990s, and it's quite clear that the actual gap between what retailers and buyers are expecting best practice is actually getting a lot higher, whereas legislation is actually really not keeping up at the same pace. But I think the evidence for that is that the number of changes or the number of issues of BRC standards, if you just take that as the benchmark, that's been issued five times since 1998 or 1999, and the major and shortly to be the sixth time, which Dave Braxton will talk about in a few moments or after tea. But in terms of legislation, the only real major changes that have occurred in legislation that affect the food industry and food safety in that time relate to things like allergen labelling and traceability, and a little bit on product health claims. But you know, that doesn't really warrant five changes to a BRC standard, those things alone, because all of those things were covered by BRC 1 and BRC 2 anyway. So, you know, so really, we are seeing a situation where best practice is going up there, and legal standards is really falling behind, but it's not going on at the same pace. So I'm going to whiz through these because a lot of this has already been discussed this morning, but where we were in 1995 was that the majority of large food buyers, so supermarkets and food service organisations, worked to their own audit standards. And in 1995 we did see the emergence of the third party private standards, so the well known ones of the time and still today, EFSIS and TLC, which is what was the original name, I think, of the
CMI
store, yeah, were around at that time. And then in 1999, it's actually 98, that the first accredited bodies for the BRC technical standard were actually approved. So that was the first time that everybody in the industry was working to a common third-party food safety standard. And in 2002, that went one step further in that the certification bodies that will have their own private schemes, the majority of those by that time had actually dropped their own branded certification schemes and either written in the BRC in total or they were operating it side by side with their own branded schemes. In 2005, the first, if you like, small, medium-sized schemes were introduced, and Dawn referred you referred to those in your presentation. EFSIS and CMI introduced their own small, medium enterprise standards. And in 2005 and 2006, the BRC and the IFST, you'll be pleased to know, and along with a lot of other food industry stakeholders, including Food Standards Agency, DEFRA, Small Business Forum, all sorts of organisations with an interest, ASDA, and a couple of other retailers, were discussing the need for an SME audit standard, if you like. So that's where we were in 2005-2006. And in 2007, SALSA was launched effectively as a BRC alternative. I should have put that in inverted commas, because it isn't an alternative to the BRC, but it's a BRC alternative for smaller, aimed at smaller producers. The origin, startup funding actually came from government agencies, DEFRA, FSA, Scottish Enterprise, all contributed quite reasonable sums of money, what they could afford at the time, to actually help us get off the ground. And it was actually set up as a joint venture between four industry partners that really represent the food chain. So the NFU, which represents farmers, and on-farm diversification, because a lot of farmers these days are actually making food and selling food. Cheese makers is one of the classic examples. The Good Drink Federation, which represents food manufacturers, food ingredients. BRC, representing retailers, and the BHA, British Hospitality Association, that represents food service, catering, hospitality, etc. And it was the IFST that were actually appointed as the scheme operator in 2007. It's set up as a self-funding, not-for-profit organisation, and the aim was, and still is, but it was declared the aim was to be a reliable, affordable and effective food safety certification scheme for small and micro producers with wide recognition by UK purchasing community. So, where we are now, this is just a slide that contains some of the organisations that you'll recognise that use SALSA in some way, as I think as Kevin made the point, it's part of a total due diligence strategy or protocol within a buying organisation. It's not the only thing, but Waitrose, Dangerous Ads, Break, National Trust, all use this in some way as part of their due diligence strategy for small and local. It's endorsement from Lakehorse, which sadly doesn't exist anymore, but at the time that was an endorsement that we had from Lakehorse in recognition, or memorandum of recognition of what the scheme was there to do. Other standards and schemes. So a reference has been made to a few other schemes, so it's only fair to actually explain where, if you like, SALSA fits in with the BRC and with other schemes that are in existence. It has to be said is that some buyers still conduct their own first-party audits. And I think the well-known ones in the industry are Tesco, who still even though they may recognise BRC and SALSA and utilise them in some way in their due diligence processes, they still would like and prefer to actually do their own audit to their own standard. And Marks & Spencer is also a very well known one in the food industry that have a long, long history of actually auditing to their own standard and still do so today. The existence of commercial third-party standards, so SIS Safe and Legal and CMI due diligence, these came about largely because there wasn't anything else that was actually considering the small and medium suppliers at that particular time. And those schemes, those standards were available for buyers to utilise on a private basis, so one particular supermarket or food buying company would specify to a supplier that they should obtain SIS Safe and Legal or CMI due diligence. And that's, those standards do exist today as well as other options. And there are also schemes around, this is the only one that I really know anything in detail about or much about, is that there are schemes that are linked to membership organisations. So the Heart of England Fine Foods, which is a regional food group, have a standard, a food safety standard, which involves a questionnaire and an audit, and that is related to a requirement for companies that want to become a full member of that local regional food group. So there's those kind of things that are in operation as well. And we have now seen at least one, there probably are a couple of others that I'm not fully familiar with these kind of online desktop certification products. And the Society of Food Hygiene Technology have launched their Softy product a year or so ago. And I think you referred to that, Dawn. It includes a kind of an online completion.